These two disciples in today's gospel are on the wrong path. They're going away from Jerusalem. But in Luke's gospel, Jerusalem is the very center. This is the most important place for the evangelist Luke, because, of course, this is the place where the cross and the tomb and the resurrection are. And so in the Gospel of Luke, we see from chapters 9 to 19 the story of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem. And then, of course, the account of the Passion and the resurrection and his appearances to his disciples. So Jerusalem is given quite an important place in Luke's gospel. And in today's passage, we hear that two of his disciples were going away from Jerusalem to Emmaus. So perhaps this is Luke's subtle way of saying that these disciples were on the wrong path. Not just physically, but in some way, they were not facing the right direction. They were not going in the right direction toward Jerusalem, toward the cross and the resurrection. But here we see that Jesus meets them on the way, showing us once again that the whole history of salvation is not about us turning our hearts to God. Reading the Bible, it's not the story of people who turned themselves to God and found God. The scriptures tell us the story of how God pursues us. Our God goes out looking for those who are lost, those who are on the wrong path. He goes out in search of the ones who don't even know that they're really looking for him. He goes out looking for those who were with him and then went away, but he wants to have them back. Just like the good shepherd goes out looking for his sheep. Just like the woman who sweeps her house looking for that one coin that is lost. All these images in Scripture teach us about the God who goes out in pursuit of us. And here is Jesus. The risen Lord does not just hang out in Jerusalem waiting for all the disciples to come and find him. He goes out and he meets them on the path, even the wrong path, wherever they're going. They're going to Emmaus. So this is the story not only of those two disciples, but of each one of us. Because there's some dimension in each of our lives where we're not quite on the right path. There's some aspect of our day-to-day life that isn't quite right. And the Lord invites us to look at our life and, first of all, figure out what area it is where we need some redirection, where we need to be turned away from the direction we're going and back to him. But he encounters us in the midst of that. And he doesn't just let us go on our way. I mean, if we're obstinate and we keep going on our way, he lets us. But he keeps pursuing us because he wants us to turn back. Now, it's interesting how many commentators throughout the centuries have said that this passage actually demonstrates for us or illustrates the Mass. Now, bear with me. The first part, of course, is where Jesus encounters the people and he talks about the scriptures. He opens up the scriptures for them. He explains how what happened to him was the fulfillment of all these things that had been spoken of and written about for centuries before he even came into the world. He opens the scriptures to them. He teaches them how to read the Old Testament. And then, of course, they arrive where they're going, and they break the bread. And their eyes are opened in this marvelous way, and they recognize the Lord present in their midst. Well, is that not the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist? It's at the Mass that Jesus truly encounters us, and we encounter him. Now, some people relive the 7-mile journey from Jerusalem to Emmaus by traipsing around Spokane for 7 miles in a race called Bloomsday on the third Sunday of Easter. We relive that account or that event every time we come to Mass. Jesus comes out to meet us. He's not just sitting there waiting for us to turn our hearts to him. He goes out in active pursuit of us. And here, in this gathering, every Sunday, is where he encounters us. He finds us. Not only just in this moment, but he reminds us that all throughout the week, he is truly present to us. And he invites us to allow him to teach us how he is present. So just as he opens the scriptures to those disciples on the way to Emmaus, in the midst of their discouragement, they had lost all hope. They thought he was going to be the one to be their political Messiah, the one to save them. So there they are, going along, discouraged, talking about what happened. And he meets them and shows them the truth. In that same way, he encounters us on our journey, whatever the path is that we're walking. He helps us to open our eyes to see how he's present in all of the events of our day-to-day life. Also in that encounter, he wants to help us to get back on the right path. He's inviting us. He's helping us to turn away from whatever is taking us away from Jerusalem and to get back on the way nearing Jerusalem, coming closer to the cross, coming closer to the empty tomb, and coming closer to resurrected life. Now, sometimes we get distracted at Mass or about Mass, and we sort of forget that this is the place of encounter where these marvelous things can happen and do happen. People ask us how Mass was, and, well, Father said a funny joke at the homily, or this was the message, or there were this many people there, or the music was great, or, you know, all of these different things. You know, I saw so-and-so. And priests fall into this, too, you know. We ask each other, how was your Easter? Well, there were so many people there. Well, we don't talk about the actual mystery that was celebrated. So we get distracted sometimes by all of these things, sort of secondary aspects of the Mass, and we forget what really is happening here. Sometimes our eyes get clouded, but Jesus wants us to open our eyes and to see what is really taking place in this mystery. He's walking the path with us, teaching us, opening our eyes and our ears and our hearts to understand his suffering love, his sacrificial love that he expresses to us every time we receive his body and blood. He walks with us in all of the stuff of our daily lives and invites us to draw near Jerusalem, to the cross, to the tomb, and to the resurrection, which is the very source of our life and our peace.